This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. government officials say the first COVID-19 vaccines will begin arriving in states Monday morning. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
General Gus Perna says he expects the first shipments to arrive Monday, with more over the following 2 days.
Within the next 24 hours, they will begin moving vaccine from the Pfizer manufacturing facility to the UPS and FedEx hubs. And then it will go out to the 636 locations nationwide.
Perna knows there won't be enough initial doses to vaccinate Americans for herd immunity.
We know that we are not done.
For those skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine, FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says they didn't cut corners, just red tape.
I know the meticulousness of the review that the FDA has done. I will absolutely take this COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm Julie Walker.
South Korea reported a record 950 daily coronavirus cases on Saturday, exceeding the late February peak of 909, Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
President Moon Jae-in has ordered the mobilization of police, military personnel, and public medical doctors in an effort to curb the spread of the virus. The surge has been a blow to South Korea's pandemic fighting system, which used invasive tracing, testing, and quarantine to suppress previous waves without lockdowns, keeping daily infections below 50 for much of the summer. The third wave comes despite tougher social distancing rules that took effect on Tuesday, including unprecedented curfews on restaurants and most other businesses.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.